We're talking with Taylor Cochran, and you are with SAVE, and this is an organization that you started, right? You founded this organization.
Yeah, me and a couple of friends did about 2 years ago. There were six of us, and my mom had challenged me to step out of my comfort zone and just try and see if I could make a difference in the world. And so I watched ABC's 2020 special on Be the Change, Save a Life, and I was inspired to talk to my friends, and we decided that we would raise $25,000 in a year through various fundraising events. And
did you do it?
We did. The first year we actually raised a little over 25, around 27. Wow. And then last year, we did close to 25.
So what does SAVE stand for?
SAVE stands for Sustaining a Village Every Day.
For those listening, it's hard to tell how old you are, but you're pretty young. How old are you?
I'm 18, and SAVE started when I was 16.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't know a lot of 16-year-olds who decided to go out on their own and try to raise $25,000 for something like this. Do you?
I don't know many. It's a pretty cool experience, but I know that it's not just me. There's a group of us right now. There's 12, and we're all about in the same boat. We're pretty passionate about this.
So for somebody listening, maybe somebody who has children who are 16, 17 years old, and their kids are thinking about doing something out of the box, what would you tell those parents?
I would say encourage your kids, and then for the kids, like, if you want to do it, like, do it. It's like, put your mind to it. It's not hard. I mean, it is hard. There's lots of things that you can do, but it's not impossible. Like, age doesn't really matter.
SAVE has got a 5K race that's coming up. It's going to be this Saturday. Tell us about that.
This Saturday is SAVE's third annual 5K. It's called Save the Night 5K, and it's a family fun run. It's a nighttime 5K, and the theme is monsters, and so, like, Monsters Inc. It's really cool. We have a costume contest. We're asking people to come out and just have fun, dress in crazy costumes. And then if you've never ran a 5K, it's probably a pretty good one, because we're not really that competitive as much as we just want to have fun and raise money for Haiti.
Where is the race going to be?
Gateway Park.
Oh, behind Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like in the center of Murfreesboro, and it'll be there.
So what time will this start?
The registration starts at 7 and the race starts at 8.
So all this money that is raised will go to the SAVE Foundation. And again, tell us what this money actually goes to after it's donated.
Yes. 100% of the money we get will go straight to Haiti. We actually sponsor a village in Haiti called Bukiran, and the money goes towards projects there. In the past, we've built a church. We've provided Bibles for the church. We've built a well. We're working on trying to start a mule, which is a sugar mill, and providing latrines for the village and new roofs.
Now, the $27,000 you guys initially raised, that it's a little different than $27,000 here in America. I mean, because there, it can go to fund a whole lot more than what we would actually be able to fund here, right?
Right. And we have people in Haiti that we contact, and then we put our money where we want it to.
Have you gotten a chance to go there and actually see some of these things?
We've taken two trips, SAVE has. I went a year ago, and I just got back this past summer, and we've been able to meet the people and then fellowship with the people and see firsthand where our money has gone.
Have you been to other countries as well? So do you have something to kind of compare it to, or is Haiti the only other country you've been to?
I myself haven't, but we have people on the team who have, like, been to the Dominican and been to, we have a few coming, like, going to Africa.
So describe Haiti to us. I mean, when you get there, what's it like?
You see huts everywhere and kids who only wear shirts and some who don't have any clothes, but it's really cool because every person you see usually has a smile on their face.
It's quite different from America, obviously. I mean, it would be an eye-opener to go there for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You really appreciate how blessed we are here in America versus there. All the streets are dirt, and they have potholes, and the houses there are like dirt huts, and yet they're so proud of the little they have. So it really makes you think about us here, who we have so much and we're always wanting more, but they're happy with what they have.
Again, Taylor Cochran is with us this morning, and she is with the group SAVE. And again, tell us what that stands for.
SAVE stands for Sustaining a Village Every Day.
And you brought some other people with you as well. Are these some of the other volunteers who help out with this?
I did. These are a few members of the SAVE team.
Who did you bring with you today?
I brought Jay Hicks and Caroline Bass. And my friend Reagan Jackson.
Now, Jay, you were going to talk a little bit about the race that's coming up. So why don't you tell us about that?
So the race is this Saturday night. The tickets cost $35 for adults. And for kids 9 and under, it's only $15. It is a 5K, but it's not very competitive. But we are professionally timed by Rabbit Road Racing. So if you are looking to get a time and stuff, we will have that ready for you, and we do have awards and prizes. We also have lots of booths set up with food and drinks and stuff. We have different displays showing what Haiti is like, and since it's Monsters, Inc. themed this year, we'll have a Monsters, Inc. costume contest.
So was this your first time to participate in the planning of a 5K?
I was also a leader last year. How it works is, like, I had a mentor that was in charge of marketing, but now that she's gone this year, I'm in charge of marketing. So it's kind of stepping up each year.
Is there a lot to do in the planning of this?
There is. There's a lot more than I would have ever thought. We've been meeting every single day this week for hours, trying to get everything together, put the run backs together, and all that.
And again, all the money raised at this particular race, the 5K, which will be this Saturday night, again, the time 7 o'clock. Everything raised for this will go to the SAVE organization, which stands for Sustaining a Village Every Day. And that money goes directly to Haiti to fund all types of things. And I know Taylor went over those, but give us a couple of things, again, that does help to fund.
Well, so far, we've already been able to build a church. We've been able to fund a school, give Bibles. We have a goat program, seeds. We're putting metal roofs on. We're repairing cisterns. We built the well, and it just goes on and on, what we've been able to do.
And Jay, how old are you?
I am 17.
So again, this whole project is a great example of how young people can get involved and do some great things in the community and elsewhere as well.
Yes, sir. We have, like Taylor said, I think 12 leaders. They comprise of sophomores, juniors, and seniors from Oakland and Siegel High School.
Is there a contact phone number or a website where people can learn more?
Yes, you can contact our adult supervisor, Christy Cochran, at 615-848-8846, or you can get more information at facebook.com/teensave.
Well, Jay and Taylor, thank you for joining us today, and the best of luck to you for this race, which is on Saturday. So again, that is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock.